John Munson in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along today. Well, even after cataract surgery, glasses or contact lenses are often needed. And today on the Larry Mueller Show, we're going to explore the best types of eyewear for after cataract surgery. And we're also going to talk about what kind of glasses you should wear while using a digital device. We'll also answer your questions about prescription eyewear. And joining me to talk about this is Jim LaLuzerne, who has been the CEO of five different optical-related companies and was president of the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world. He is also an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. Jim, welcome back to the Larry Mueller Show.
Well, thank you much. It's always a lot of fun to be on the show, and hello to you, John.
Let me give the phone number right off the bat, because I know a lot of people are going to have questions for us this morning. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. The email address is talk@wpr.org. And you can also put a post up on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. You can put your question or comment there, and we'll tackle it on the radio. So why don't we start out, Jim, by, first of all, let's describe what a cataract is for those who don't know.
Sure. I think that's a very good place to start. Just kind of a short background. On one of the previous shows several years ago, someone called and asked what the biggest thing that I've seen happen, a positive thing in the optical industry in the last 50-plus years that I've been in the industry. And I didn't hesitate. I said, you know, the biggest thing is cataract surgery, where they can now put in an intraocular lens. Prior to that, if somebody's lens in their eye got cloudy over time, they would remove that, but they didn't put anything else back in. And so in order to see, you needed to have prescription eyeglasses that were very, very thick. They're very large magnifying glasses. And even if the doctor did a perfect job in the surgery and the eyeglasses were made perfect, there was still a very big compromise. People that had them, they were hard to wear. You could only look into one spot to see, and it was really a big problem. And when I started in the optical business, I used to make glasses for people like that. And I always felt so bad, because even if I did my job great, it just wasn't good enough. In the 70s, actually, there was some intraocular lenses experimented before, but in the 70s, it kind of came into vogue. It became available. And basically what they do is, when the doctor does the surgery, he takes out the patient's existing lens and replaces it with a small plastic lens that's centered and put in. It's about the same size as the lens that came out. And when they come out of surgery, now they've got a clear lens, because the previous lens had been cloudy, and a lens about the same power as the one before. And if surgery goes well and they did everything right, they have remarkable vision. And for many people, it's better than they ever saw. Now, the lens that they put in, they approximate what that power is supposed to be. And in the early days, even if they did everything right, it was still common that you needed prescription eyeglasses over the top of that to be able to see in the distance, because they couldn't get it exactly correct. And but today, they, by using a laser system and a very sophisticated operation and procedures, the lens that they put in, very often the patient comes out and needs no glasses at all for distance vision. And it's an outpatient procedure. I, for whatever it's worth, about 2 months ago I had it done on myself, so now I can talk about it from experience rather than just other knowledge. But it can come out wonderful, but the one thing that still happens is you need to have something for reading, and that's the big question. So let's assume for a minute that they got everything perfect and you don't need glasses now for distance correction. You still need it for reading or intermediate, and we're going to talk a little bit later about computer use and other types of electronic devices. That intermediate power has become more and more important.
Yeah, because we all have a lot of electronic devices these days, and we spend a lot of time staring at them, and so I know our audience is going to be very interested in that in that conversation.
Yes, that's true. So that's kind of a quick story of what cataracts are. Most people develop a cataract, where the lens in the eye becomes cloudy with age, and as the population is getting older, living longer, and other factors, it's more and more common. The other thing is because the surgery, like I said, in the early days, the solution with the glasses was not very good. Mm-hmm. Doctors weren't very quick to do it because, unless it was really bad, you didn't get cataract surgery. Today, if it's a little bit bad, because it's such a routine procedure and quite successful, somebody has a minor cataract thing and they say, sit down, we'll take care of you, and the results have been quite remarkable.
No. Well, I know my optometrist told me at my last exam, which reminds me I need to schedule another one, that I was starting to develop them. I'm 62. And he said, well, you just got the very beginnings of it. We'll just keep an eye on it. So these things just kind of happen over time.
That's correct. Now, sometimes there's trauma that can cause it. Sometimes somebody is exposed to certain chemicals, radiation. There are sometimes where they come on very, very quickly. And sometimes at a very young age, but the traditional thing is you're 62 years old, he notices a little clouding in the lens, and he tells you exactly what he said to you. I'll keep an eye on it, and that's exactly what happened to me. I'm a little older than that, and a couple months ago he said, well, I think you've crossed the line, let's do this. And I did it, and there you go. Now, the question about eyeglasses after the surgery. And so this is, I think, important. And again, I'm talking from not only what I know from an optical background, but also my personal experience. When I went in for the surgery, I made sure I had two pairs of glasses after. Okay, I was assuming that my distance prescription would be very minimal, if not non-existent. But I knew that I need to read. And so most people, when they read, if you have no prescription in the distance, need about a plus 2.50 power for reading. And if you've ever looked at reading glasses, they have them, you go to the drugstore and they've got them on the shelf, and they've got 1 point plus 1.75 plus 2.00, mm-hmm. and they've got a whole range of them. Most people need about a plus 250. Now, you're only paying a few dollars for reading glasses, and in my suggestion, this is rather temporary solution, but you should have a pair of those so that when you come out of surgery, you can read. And from my own experience, I couldn't read anything without those glasses.
Huh.
My old glasses were no good because, my prescription changed because I had glasses before, but I couldn't use my old glasses at all. So I had a pair of plus 250s with me, so when I came out, it's a outpatient procedure. You come out, they send you home. You go home, you want to look at the newspaper. If I couldn't see anything without those plus 250s, okay? Now, the intermediate, now I went to my computer to look at my computer. I couldn't see the computer. The plus 250 was too close. I mean, I could see the computer if I stuck my nose very close to it, but I couldn't see it comfortably. So I also had a pair of glasses that had a plus 1.25, which is about, it's exactly half of the plus 250, and that worked perfect for my computer. So that what I had now was I was getting by. Now, after surgery, it takes several weeks for your eyes to completely calm down and before you really want to get a prescription from your doctor to before you get your final pair of glasses. And so I've got that 2 or 3 week, maybe 4 weeks, where you've got to be able to see in the meantime. And that plus 1.25 for intermediate and a plus 2.50 for reading. And that served me very, very well. I did not need any glasses for distance. I had my intermediate. Now, as the the fact is that I could see very well. The negative part was I had two pairs of glasses in my pocket, and I always was grabbing the wrong one, but I got by. So the prescription that the doctor did for me, or my distance, turned out that I did not need any lenses for distance. I had a pair of plus 1.25s for intermediate and a pair of plus 2.50s for reading.
Okay.
And that that served very well for that period of time.
Let's. We've got some callers who want to join us, and a line is available for you if you call now at 800-642-1234. Let's get a call in before the break. Linda is with us in Whitewater. Linda, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm 78 years old, and 4 years ago I needed to have cataract surgery in both of my eyes. I've been nearsighted all my life and worn either contacts or glasses for that. I found there was an option that I had purchased, of course. It cost a little bit more, but I could get lenses that gave me 20/20 vision. And 4 years later, 4.5 years later, I still have this perfect, perfect vision, and I am so thrilled. I just think other people need to know that there is an option. It costs a little more, but you can get it.
So, Linda, let me ask you, do you need glasses to read, or can you get by without the cheaters?
I have no glasses whatsoever. I can see everything. I can read the label on the prescription bottles, and it's just amazing to me.
Amazing.
Let me make one comment on it. There are, when the lenses are put in your eye, you can choose one like Linda got, or you can choose one like I got, and there's a couple variations in between, but I chose to have my distance correction without any reading power in the lens. There are lenses that have that they put in your eye that have the central, generally speaking, the central part is for the distance vision, and the peripheral edges, or there's ribs on it, that have a reading area. Now, she's very lucky that she's very happy with the vision. Some people choose that and then aren't happy with either the distance or reading. And once it's done, there's no going back. So generally speaking, when people ask me, I say, you know, get your distance corrected as best you can. Then you don't have to wear glasses for that if you choose to drive a car or outdoors. But if you have a lens like Linda had and it doesn't work for you, then what do you do? You can't put glasses over the top to fix it.
Okay.
So it's real. She's a very good example of somebody that's happy with it. But I can give you a laundry list of people I know that aren't very happy.
Well, I think we have a caller. We need to take a break, but when we come back, I think we've got a caller who had the opposite experience. And so okay. I want to get to that. We're talking about eyes. Specifically, we're talking about eyewear and the kinds of eyewear you should have after cataract surgery. We'll also be talking about all those screens we look at and how that interacts with our eyes and what that means for eyewear and what we should be doing to protect our eyesight. Jim LaLuzerne is my guest. He's an expert on these things, and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Have questions about eyewear you need after cataract surgery? Well, we have the guest who can answer them. And also, again, we're all going to talk about all those electronic devices we have, not just computers, but you've probably got a smartphone now, maybe a tablet. We use those things many hours a day. What's that suggest to us about eyewear? We'll talk about all that. First, though, we're going to take a call from Chris, who joins us from Milwaukee. Chris, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make I guess I wanted to discuss what happened to me. I was always very, very nearsighted. And so when I got my first cataract done, they automatically corrected it to 20/20. I absolutely hated it. I've worn glasses all my life. I'm used to wearing glasses, and I do a lot of near work. What I wanted was to be able to, again, have my close vision. I really didn't care about the 20/20 vision, and I found that reading and, you know, threading a needle, any of those sorts of things were just so difficult. So I didn't have the second eye done. I have monovision now. I have contacts, and I also have a pair of glasses that I wear over the contacts because I just won't get rid of my wonderful nearsighted vision in the eye that hasn't been done yet.
Chris, thanks for the call. Jim?
That's really interesting. I'm kind of smiling because I was myopic before I had my surgery, and I was able to read without glasses, but I couldn't see in the distance. And I corrected for distance, and now I have the opposite problem, and much like her. My myopic wasn't very bad, so I wasn't quite as extreme as hers. But that being said, if you chose to, and you could go when you had your eye surgery done, you could say, look, when I get done with this surgery, I want to be able to see near. I will wear glasses for far, but I want to be able to see near without my glasses. And they could choose, I mean, they might counsel you on that, make sure you know what you're getting, but you could be done. So they'll put in a lens in your eye designed so that you can read well without glasses, but you will then need glasses to see in the distance. So it is a way to accommodate that.
I guess my only point is I think it's something that needs to be discussed with people before they have the surgery. And if the eye doctor just assumes that 20/20 is the perfect solution,
it's not
necessarily the perfect solution for everyone.
You're absolutely correct. And I think that those discussions need to be made, and that hopefully what we're talking about today will encourage people to have that discussion.
Chris, thanks for sharing your story with us. I've been nearsighted. I started wearing glasses in the ninth grade, but lately though I've been less nearsighted. My myopia, it's been going the other way, and now I have bifocals, and I actually need those to read. So I'm looking at all this, and I'm trying to figure out what I would want if I had cataract surgery. So this is a really interesting discussion. Let's take another call. Yeah, go ahead.
If I can interrupt just one quick second, I just want to make sure that I say what I think the best solution for most people. Again, I want to remember what that lady just said before, because not everybody is most people. But in my case, I, like you, John, I've been wearing glasses since I was a teenager. And now I'm so used to it. Now what I've got is I'm still wearing glasses. I'm wearing a very good quality progressive lens with no power in the distance and a reading power and intermediate, and I can see anything anywhere. I got to wear my glasses, but I can see anything anywhere anytime. I see absolutely wonderful now.
So you're not wearing the cheaters anymore?
I don't know. Those got me through until I was able to get an eye exam.
Okay. All right.
Cheaters got me through. That's my point.
Okay.
But now I have prescription glasses, but I can see near, far, anywhere in between, and actually as good or better than I ever have been able to.
All right. We've got full phones, and I know our time is limited, so let's see if we can get through all of these. Let's go to Bridget in Madison next. Bridget, hello. Thank you for joining the Larry Miller Show today.
Hello. I wanted to tell my story because I've had this surgery just in the last year. I'm an 80-year-old woman, and I've pretty been much been a one-eyed person all my life. Uncorrected, my left eye, I could see the big E. That was it. And even with lenses, it was not great. So my right eye was what I was counting on, and as I aged, I began to get macular degeneration in that right eye. And it all came together. I had the surgery for the cataracts and found that I could get a lens that could correct the astigmatism in that virtually really bad eye. And that's what I did. So now I have normal vision for the first time in my life in that weak eye, as I'm losing the vision in the other eye. But I just could not be happier. I couldn't believe that I could use that eye.
That's a wonderful story, and I hear things like that all the time. It's a miracle to me what can be done today. I mentioned earlier I've been in business for over 50 years, and those changes, when I hear stories like that, it makes me smile.
Bridget, thanks for sharing your story. Let's go to Judy in Lodi next. Judy, hello.
Hi. I have glaucoma and macular degeneration, and I've had surgery done twice on my eyes for cataracts. And I'm still perplexed because I'm back to wearing the glasses, and they really aren't helping, like for closeness, distance, anything. And I see a regular eye doctor every month, and I see my surgeon for the cataracts maybe once, twice a year at the most. Is there any way, I'm not a diabetic.
Have you had your lens, have you had cataract surgery? Are your lenses removed?
I don't know what they really do because they knock me out, and I never I get migraines, so of course when I get that done, I have a severe migraine. I just want to go home and bury my head.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't, the macular degeneration and glaucoma are things that you can't fix with any kind of an eyeglass thing, but you can help people see better for whatever condition they have. And sometimes that involves, if it's reading, you can get a very high-powered lens. You might have to look at the object very close to your face, but at least you can make out stuff for reading. But there's, those are issues that eyeglass lenses generally can't do much about, and I'm sorry to say that.
And, Judy, thanks for the call. We have a comment on, I think this is from Facebook. Jeff in Madison says he had cataract surgery on both eyes but was disappointed. He's now farsighted in his right eye and nearsighted in his left. Glasses don't seem to work, and without them he can kind of read what's on his laptop screen, but with glasses it's much more difficult. Any suggestions for Jeff in Madison?
One of the most difficult things to fix with eyeglasses is when there's a big discrepancy between the right eye and the left eye. And occasionally you see that with people just, without cataract surgery, just everyday people, that for some reason there's a big difference. And when they make the glasses, there's a lot of times that there's a problem with that. Now, if that difference is significant between each eye and it was caused by the surgery, the one thing that can be done is to put a contact lens on one eye so that the two eyes by themselves are closer in power, and then spectacles can be put over the eyeglasses can be put over the top, and sometimes that fits it, because if the eyes themselves have significantly different power and then eyeglasses themselves, they sit out 10, 12 millimeters away from the eye, the optics become more difficult. Contact lens on one eye to make them both about the same might help. And other than that, and he should discuss that with his eye doctor, make sure that the doctor knows about the problem, and that might be a solution.
Jeff, thanks for sending in that comment. Good luck as you move forward getting your eyes to work together a little better. Let's kind of change things up here and talk about all those electronic screens that we stare at constantly these days. Doesn't seem to matter what age people are. They've got something in front of them, and it's not just computers. It's your smartphone. It might be a tablet, an iPad, something like that. We look at screens all the time. What are the best kinds of lenses to wear when we use a computer, Jim?
Well, there's two aspects to it. One is getting the right prescription for the distance that you're looking at the screen. And the screens, like a normal computer screen that you're looking at, is significantly farther away than what you would normally read. So in order to get that power for that, you need a lens that's different than a reading glass. And so you need some kind of an intermediate vision to look at that computer screen. Now, if you have a progressive lens, a progressive lens has the bottom part of the lens is made for reading. You come up the lens a little bit near the middle of the lens. That part is for the distance of a computer. And then the top part is for driving a car in the distance. So most of the time, a good progressive lens can do a very good job for most people on a computer. If somebody is sitting at a computer all day long and they've got what I call a cubicle vision, you know, you're in a cubicle and you've only got the distances that are, you know, arm's length or a little bit farther, they make specific glasses for that. And they're called computer lenses or cubicle lenses sometimes. And what that is that the bottom, very bottom portion has enough power for reading. The big section in the middle is for intermediate, and then there's a little bit on top for the more distance vision. It gives you a bigger intermediate area to be used. Now, you can also use cheaters, as I did, and somewhere around the range of plus 1 or plus 1.25 for somebody that doesn't have any other prescription will be a good distance generally for doing that. And if you set it something for a long time, that might be a help. But if you've got prescription glasses, that you can't really put that over the top. Mm. So the intermediate needs, most people can be accommodated by a good progressive lens. If they don't, if that's not satisfactory to them, they actually make lenses that are called computer lenses, and I know a lot of people are very happy with them. As a matter of fact, I had a pair made up for myself after my cataract surgery so I could test them out, and here's what I found. I found that sitting down and in my desk looking at my computer, they worked great, everything around it, but when I got up and walked around, I had to put on my regular progressive lenses because I wasn't happy with that in my general life. Hmm. Now, there's another part of computers that a lot of people are talking about now, and it has to do with this blue light phenomenon. And there is part of the visible spectrum on the ultraviolet end of the visible spectrum that is light that we need. It's an important part of our vision. But if you get too much of that particular type of light, some people suggest that it can do some damage to the eye. Now, I've done everything I can to find any kind of a definitive scientific study to prove that, and at this point, it's pretty much conjecture. But it's not the solution. If you're worried about it, you can get a tint in your lenses to absorb that part of the blue light spectrum. It makes the lens a little bit yellow because that section of the blue light is visible. In order to absorb that, you need to have a lens that has a yellow component. And that will absorb light in that area. And some people claim that it makes their computer use more comfortable. Hmm. And I say, you know, if it doesn't cost too much and there's no possible harm and you want to do it, go for it.
Okay.
So if you go to your doctor and you say, I want that, they can put that tint into most glasses to absorb light in that way. But you will have a visible tint on the lens when they do that.
Chris in La Crosse has a question about using digital devices. Let's go to that call now. Chris, hello. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. I was actually wondering just about what you were starting to talk about there with computer glasses. I wear contacts all the time, and I work at a computer all day, and I wondered just what you recommend for wearing over the contacts.
Well, like I said, I can't say there's scientific evidence that can prove this, but I do know that a lot of people are happy with a form of what they call some form of a blue blocker lens. And the blue blocker lenses can come in the form of sunglasses. You've probably seen the ads on TV that are very dark, but they block the more of the blue end of the visible spectrum. And you can also get these very lightly tinted lenses. They have a very light yellowish tinge to them that absorbs the end of the visible spectrum, which is close to the UV. And people report that that makes them more comfortable. One of the things, the biggest thing in my mind, is to stop staring at a screen for a few minutes and look off in the distance and let your eyes relax and become more comfortable. Now, in addition to that, if you, with your contact lenses, they're probably set for your distance prescription. And so your eye has to do a little bit of a work to focus on the screen. If you're older, you need to get glasses to help you, because no matter how much you try, you can't do it on your own. If you're younger, sometimes glasses with a low plus power lens makes it more comfortable. So for a few dollars, you could go get a pair of plus one reading glasses or plus 0.75 reading glasses and just put them on and see if it makes you more comfortable.
Chris, thanks so much for sharing your question with us today on the Larry Mueller Show. Jim, what are some signs that our eyes are being bothered by looking at a digital device too long? And we've been talking a lot about computers, desktops, and so forth. But I mean, a lot of people read books on a device like a Nook or a Kindle, or even an app on their smartphone. And I happen to be guilty of this myself. And what signs are should we be looking out for that our eyes are being affected by spending too much time looking at these things?
I have a grandson that I have to fight to keep the Kindle away from him, and I guess everybody has that problem. But he will sit for no end of time unless I find some way of stopping him, and he never looks up. He's focused on it. It's typical, and shame to say, a lot of us adults do the same thing. But it's the same story, I think, that's been told about computers for a long time. You have to physically stop doing it, lift your eyes up, look around, blink more often. There are lubricating eye drops that are available that not only add moisture at the moment, but they leave a small lubricant behind to slow down the drying out of your eye. So the two things, the muscle in your eye that has to focus to see near needs to relax a little bit. That's one thing. The drying of the eyes is another thing. I don't think, for most part, there's much long-term damage can be done, but it is uncomfortable if you stare too long and do that.
So just to reiterate, the impact long-term on our eyes, we won't be asking for premature blindness if we stare at the computer too long?
I think your premature discomfort, but not blindness, is probably more appropriate. There's a lot of these things that they've tried for years to come up with some kind of scientific evidence to prove that this is bad for you or that's bad for you, and they just can't make that link. There's anecdotal instances that people have, but there's just no real long-term evidence for it. But you want to be comfortable. You don't want to get a headache. You don't want to have dry eyes. So, you know, by looking off in the distance on occasion, blinking more often, get up and walk around. Those are all good common sense things to do.
Well, getting up and walking around is probably something we could all stand to do a little bit more of, particularly those of us who are cubicle creatures and end up spending all day in front of the computer doing stuff. You mentioned, I mean, we talked about advances. Certainly, when we at the start of the program, we talked about all the advances in cataract surgery and how much better we are at that. What do you see as maybe being the next big thing, the next advance that we can look for in terms of being able to correct vision and fix people's vision problems?
Well, one of the things that I'm kind of, it's always been a problem for me, because when I meet people and they find out what business I've been in, they tell me stories about their vision, and I always hear people say, I get by. And I'm so tired of people getting by with their vision. There are wonderful glasses out there today. That in years by, the glasses were very heavy. The frames were hard to fit, big, thick glass lenses and all that. And the technology today has made glasses so much more acceptable. So from an eyeglass standpoint, people shouldn't get by. And when I see people that pull out their cheaters to read. I'm at the grocery store, and they're trying to read the label, and they take them on and off, and I'm thinking, you know, there's no need for that. You can get a pair of glasses that work everywhere all the time. So first of all, use the current technology that's here. Don't just get by. Use what's available in that area. From an eyeglass standpoint, there's new things like lenses that don't fog. You know, fogging is really a problem for some people in an occupational setting. Most of the time, it's a minor annoyance. But there's technologies like that. The progressive lenses of today are many times better than what they used to be. There's anti-reflection coatings that still some people don't get that do remarkable well. They don't scratch. They do a really good job of keeping smudges off your lenses. So my suggestion from an eyeglass standpoint is there's something out there that can help you. If, you know, contact lenses are much better today than they used to be, that's another thing. Cataract surgery today, yeah, they keep getting better and better with it, so I would encourage people to, if they have a problem, to talk to their doctor. And I guess last but not least, you know, if you go and you can't get a good conversation with your eye doctor about your problems, go to somebody else and talk to them. There are people out there that really know the issues and that can help you.
All right. Jim, thanks so much for some great information today. I really appreciate your time.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Jim Lalazarin has been the CEO of 5 different optical-related companies. He was president of the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world. He's also an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. Thanks to him for joining us on the Larry Mueller Show today. Brian Schossau produced this program and also handled on-air production.